Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you another episode of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, where we distill the top news stories that shape the insurance industry landscape in Australia. Kicking off this week's roundup, former insurance broker Sean Sweeney's appeal against a lifetime ban in the financial services industry was rebuffed. Sweeney was found guilty of misconduct, misusing client premiums on 8 separate occasions. Despite steps taken toward rehabilitation, the Administrative Appeals Tribunal upheld the ban imposed by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. This underscores the industry and regulatory body's staunch position on maintaining ethical conduct and consumer trust, a powerful reminder of their unwavering commitment to protecting the interests of consumers. Switching gears to advisory services, BellRock, a leading firm in the sector, has announced the expansion of their slate to incorporate support for mergers and acquisitions and contingent risks. This strategic move is in anticipation of an upswing in corporate transaction activities that call for bespoke risk management solutions. Paving the way for this initiative is Sahalia Uthappa, who brings over a decade of experience in the legal and insurance sectors. BellRock's central mission is to offer innovative, tailor-made risk strategies to tackle the evolving challenges inherent in complex business transactions, further establishing their leadership position in this arena. On the other side of the coin, Zurich, Australia recently voided an insurance policy and denied a claim for a fire-damaged truck, the fallout of an undisclosed prior criminal traffic conviction from March 2021. The undisclosed conviction was deemed by Zurich and subsequently the Australian Financial Complaints Authority as material enough to have affected the decision to underwrite the policy. This incident offers a valuable takeaway on the importance of complete transparency when applying for insurance. Lastly, let's step back and take a broader view. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, headed by Tyrone Shandeman, is making a case for a more equitable distribution of cyclone insurance costs. With the review of the government-backed insurance scheme not far off, ASIL's lobby for reform has energized discussions, bringing up key issues such as including flood coverage, addressing high premiums for high-end properties, and expanding post-cyclone coverage. While the outlook varies among insurers, it's clear that the path toward reform will require a balanced approach, one that serves policyholders without eroding the scheme's financial viability. That's a wrap for this Friday, May 3rd, in Australian insurance news for consumers and businesses. As always, we aim to keep you apprised, ensuring you have the latest insights at your disposal. For more information and a wide range of personal and business insurance services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Tune in again next week for more updates. Until then, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.